Good evening. It is a great honor and with high esteem that I will give words of encouragement to all the saints here in Billings tonight. And the fellowship of the saints is very warm, and that I am very much encouraged and edified. And I am excited to go home and bring this picture to all the brethren in the Philippines. And as of now, Mrs. Aguinaldo, Beatitude, and Nina are listening right now. And so, hi there. And before I go further, I would like to recount my Michael being involved in soda session. You know, he's not. He had that water last Thursday. So, sorry for the mic. You know, about the... okay, nevertheless. Now, please turn your Bibles to Exodus chapter 16. Verses 1 to 3, and Moses said, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, then they set out from Elim, and all the congregation of the sons of Israel came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departure from the land of Egypt. The whole congregation of the sons of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. The sons of Israel said to them, "Would that we had died by the Lord's hand in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the pots of meat, when we ate bread to the full, for you have brought us out into the wilderness to kill this whole congregation with hunger." Now we know the picture, my dear brethren, that as long as they get out from Egypt, they grumbled against Moses. And let's go to Romans chapter 8, verses 1 to 6. And it says, Romans 8, 1 to 6. "Therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death. For what the law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh, God did, sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and as an offering for sin. He condemned sin in the flesh, so that the requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who are according to the flesh set their minds in the things of the flesh, but those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace." Now, Philippine history, we were enslaved by Spain for 330 years. it might not be appropriate enslaved because we are under Spanish regime for 330 years. And we have forced labor. And I'm seeing this, I'm seeing the picture during the time of the Israelites in Egypt. They were forced to work. They were enslaved. And then after that, American declared war to Spain, and Spain was lost. And eventually America paid Spain, bought the Philippines, if you don't know, $20 million at that time in 1898. And then after that, we were under Spain. And then December 7, 1942, General Douglas MacArthur, and it was ordered by Washington, D.C., that he should leave Philippines. And that he has a very strong words, which he says, "I shall return." And one month after, he returned and we were liberated from Japanese regime. Now, we are freed from sin. We are freed from the slavery of sin. And that these Israelites, their minds are in Canaan. I mean, their focus is in Canaan, but their minds are in Egypt. So, God has been very good to them. God had broken their chains pulled a liquid gap out of a belting sea for the rat of way, and caused the wind to burn it dry, exchanging slushy mud for drifting dust, protecting their tramping feet. And yet, they wanted to go back to making brick from mud balls just to eat again from flesh parts. They wanted to sell their future for a bite to eat, seeing that freedom was quite a costly venture. They feared to pay the price. They had their eyes on Canaan, but their minds in Egypt. These days, my dear brethren, man is very much particular with what we need right now, right? And that their focus is, their focus is, at present, they don't want to pay the price. They look one way and thought another. They thought freedom, but thought slavery. And they started out watching God as He beckoned them through the clouds by day and fire by night. Shackles in one, song in the other. Freedom in Canaan, slavery in Egypt. Now, how can one get off the treadmill of life and progress in the things of God? Folks, we are the spiritual Jerusalem. We are no longer marching towards the land which flows with milk and honey. We are now marching towards heaven. And there are many detours in life that deserve our attention. And this will bring many of our brethren, they cannot reach heaven because of these things. They want to indulge in physical things rather than spiritual things. And so that this evening, the question is, how can we get off the treadmill of life and progress in the things of God? Number one would be, we Christians, has that changed focus? We have that renewed mind. We are being transformed. We undergone that process. Okay? And that process, I've been seeing that in the dictionary and a science definition. It is a method or event that results in a transformation. The word transformation. I remember when I had my interview in the embassy, I had to, I was denied the first time, and the second time, it was a blessing in disguise though. Because there was a question by the consul general, and he says, so you are a minister, you are a preacher, pastor, right? And I said, yes, yes sir. Then I was caught unaware that he was going to ask this question. Aside from John 3:16, what is your life verse? And then I'm not at ease at that time. And then I smiled at him and I said to him, okay, it's John 11:35. And who knows John 11:35? Well, in fact, this is the shortest verse, right? It's Jesus wept. And then the consul general, he just laughed. And then I'm right on track. And I said, oh no sir, it's Romans chapter 12 verses 1 and 2. And then, so what is it? And then I quote the verse. Because if I say something that I cannot quote, bang, I am flanked. And so Romans 12:1, it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable, which is your reasonable service. But be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renewing of the mind. So, if you observe the life cycle of an insect, it undergoes 5 stages, right? We have the egg, larva, and so forth, but I want to focus on the cocoon. Okay. Now, you have the caterpillar, right? And there is a chemical that being produced, and that is juvenile hormones. And when the juvenile hormone is high, and the caterpillar will get larger. And then when the juvenile hormone is low, and then the caterpillar wander, and it wrap up itself and become a cocoon. And then after that, it is cocoon, okay? When you see that it will go on the next stage, it is very hard for him to get out from that. It will emerge into a beautiful and colorful butterfly. If you try to help that, it will turn very ugly. It's not normal. Just right. And that's the process, and that's the way when we are transformed. Although it is hard, this morning Mr. Wilson preached to us about Christians who are struggling in their Christian lives. It's good to struggle in our lives, right? But then, let's not be losers. I mean, because Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, the Apostle Paul says, fixing our minds on Jesus Christ. Fixing our eyes. I've been into Walmart. There is a fixed price. In the Philippines, you can ask for, you can bargain. Yeah. You know, but here, I don't know if you can bargain. Fixed price. No bargain. So that's it. So that, brethren, in order for one to attain goals and success in life, he should have a focused mind. And, you know, there's what we call anything that is worthwhile is a bitter battle. Okay. Sometimes my pronunciation is, you know, the R. Anything that is worthwhile is a bitter battle. And no guts, no glory, so they say. And that spiritual battle is going on. No, Mikel talks about Armageddon. I mean, the rapture and so forth. Brethren, Armageddon is not yet to come. Right? The Armageddon is right here. Armageddon will not take place in Mount Olives, Mount so and so. The place or the battle is here, right? The body. Okay, for flesh and the spirit are not in agreement. What the body wants, the spirit do not want. And that the focused mind is one who aims well at the target and pulls his bow of opportunity to the final stretch before letting his arrow of destiny to fly. Now, the text tells us that as soon as they hit the highway, they began to murmur against the leader, saying, okay, they would rather prefer to die with their stomach full, you see? And you know, there is a place in the Philippines where I used to preach. And one time, I went in the place and I asked them, oh, where's everyone? They were there. They are in a party. They're in a party. You see, the focus sometimes, you see, is diverted to the physical is more important sometimes than the spiritual. God has put our eyes in front of us and not behind. For God gave us the Comforter, right? And the Comforter is the Holy Spirit. And that sinful nature has been taken away. And that we are now dead to sin. We are born of God, not to look back of the past life. And if you have remembered Mrs. How you pronounce this? Mrs. Lot's wife. He turned his back, her back, and then what happened? He became pillar of salt. That's what happened to her. Now, how can we get off the treadmill of life and progress progress in the things of God? Have faith in God's proven track record to provide. Okay. Now my kids has been very very sure enough that whatever they ask to their dad, it is given to them. And I think this is a good character that we possess. Whatever we should ask God, we should be confident enough that He will give. But then there are three answers of God. Would it be yes, no, my dear, and then wait. Because I will give you the best. You know, my interview in the U.S. Embassy, the first time, I would tell you I cried a lot. I mean, because I was very confident then that I get my visa. And then I was frustrated when I was denied. But after that, the second attempt I had, guess what? I get a 10-year visa. I can come here for 10 years, provided I can have the means to come here and work with you guys. And, you know, this is, God is speaking to us. And that need is different from want. We need many things. We want many things, right? But God provides our needs. Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." In the Philippines, sorry for this, in the Philippines, because I've been talking Philippines, I want you to picture some of our brethren in the Philippines. When Job knocks, on the day of Lord's Day, they rather prefer to go to work and miss the assembly. And I've been telling them, what if come to assembly and then when you go home, you have that work provided by God, right? Because sometimes, or rather most of the time, this mind is very much preoccupied with physical, with our needs, and you know, there have been many. You have mental hospital here? Yes. What do you call here? We call it in the Philippines mental hospital. When their minds psychopathic. So, because of the problem of life, right? They do not put their trust in God. And again, needs is different from wants. And speaking of needs, my brethren, it's been my earnest desire that the need of my ministry is, you know, I've been praying, I've been telling Miguel most of the time, Miguel, I pray that in the future I can have a van that we could transport people of going to immersion during to Bible studies, because right now I have my car, and my daughter called me one time, "Dad, our car is now zig 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 zig. Why? Bring to the shop." And then he called 3 weeks after, "Dad, our car is fried. The oil is fried. The ATF is no ATF. You know, because it's power steering." And then this is the need of the ministry. And if brethren, I know you've been a part of this team, and if you feel that God has been blessed you in the past year, past months, maybe you can write a check or something that would help in the ministry in the Philippines. Now, let's go back to this. God has been very good to them, but then sometimes men, according to Apostle Paul, he learned to be content for whatever state he is. Okay. And so, we know that man shall not live by bread alone, and that he should have a balanced diet. He should have that physical diet, and also with this spiritual diet, right? And then, on our journey to heaven, as the Israelite journeyed to Canaan, they had murmurings, their dwellings, and it is so contagious that most of them, or 20 and above, am I right, Mr. Mike? Did not reach the promised land, except for two men, Caleb and Joshua. Likewise, sometimes we have murmurings in life. But then, since we are newly created in Christ, we are fixing our minds, our focus is in heaven. right? Our reward is in heaven. You know, the statement of the Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy, he says, I have fought a good fight of faith. I've finished the course. Okay, let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 4. When he said this, at the end of his life, he was very confident that he will face his Creator when he says, "For I am already to be offered." Okay. "For I am ready being poured," 2 Timothy chapter 4, beginning verse 5, verse 6, "For I am ready already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the course, I have kept the faith. In the future there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved His appearing." We love His appearing, right? And we will be given that crown of righteousness. And so we should endure all the trials of life. We should endure the tribulations of life. And that we should be sweeter as the years go by in the Lord. Amen? Amen. When we went at the youth group camping, Mikel offered me a marshmallow. And I ate that fresh, and then it's good. But then he told me, "Why not try this? You're exposed to heat." Okay, what happens when you expose the marshmallow? The chocolatey taste will come out, right? And that who we are. When we expose to excessive heat, when we expose to trials in life, our light shines. And that, "Oh no, God do not love me. I don't want to go to assembly anymore. He don't love me." He said this and this and this. We are the lights of the world, and we should be sweeter as the years go by. And that we have faith in God's proven track record to provide. Right? And then, last one. Learn to operate in the favor of the Lord. And to operate in His favor means three things. We have this accessibility in His presence. Accessible. Okay. In the Old Testament, who are only accessible to God? The priests, right? And they are also accessible right now in the Catholics. Okay. Now, the Bible teaches us that who are the priests, priestesses? We are. And we have that access to God 24/7. Right? If you have plan in your cell phones $85 a month, you have free access to God. You have unlimited calls. You have unlimited text to God, right? Okay, and so that when we are in the presence of the Lord, we'll find out that things will begin to move and operate according to God's plan. Situation will work out, circumstances will begin to change, and the dark nights will turn into shiny days. Amen? Amen. Okay, to operate in the favor of God means also operate under the umbrella of the advantage of His power. The umbrella, and this means that although you are facing difficulty, you have the upper hand of God, because God is our Father and we are His children. And number three, is that always remember the availability of His promise. He has promised us eternal life. He has promised us eternal rest. How long is eternal? How long is everlasting? I'm 42. But then, you know, 50, 60, 70 is very short compared to eternity. That's right? That's right. That's why, you know, we must press on to the mark. We should press toward the mark of the prize of the high call of God in Christ. So that, brethren, my encouragement tonight, and it's pretty wonderful, that the sun that shines the Philippines is the same sun that shines America, and the God that we worship in the Philippines, it's the same God that you worship here. And that culture that we have, regardless of what we are, regardless Filipino, American, Indian, African, we are all one in Christ. And I am so much encouraged to see the brethren. I am so much encouraged to see you all tonight. I know this attendance tonight is for the server tonight. Have you seen our cups tonight? Did you refill it? So, the fellowship is warm. And again, let's press on to the goal. Let's press on and let's look forward to Canaan, which is heaven. Good evening to everyone.